word on Today FM.
The United States to Marion McCune and to Carl Thomas. And Marion McCune, how disgraceful is it that as outgoing president, Joe Biden has used his powers to get his son Hunter off the hook in relation to alleged criminal actions?
Well, okay. I think objectively, this is a wrong decision. I don't think a president should use the power of pardon to pardon a member of their family. But I'm going to say, when you put it in the context of the current situation, where you have a guy like Kash Patel, who has vowed to go after people vindictively in the running to become the next FBI director, when you have a situation where, really going long back to, you know, Clinton and before, the pardon system has been used and abused by various presidents to reward cronies and get family members out of trouble, when you have the precedent of the previous and president and the president-elect Donald Trump, who pardoned his daughter's father-in-law, who pardoned Steve Bannon, all kinds of really dodgy people for doing all kinds of really dodgy things. And when you have a situation where, and this is a key part, I think, of it, Hunter Biden's prosecution, in particular for the lying on a gun form and subsequently for the tax crimes that he committed, were completely unusual and out of sync for the Department of Justice. Let's take the gun one first. 107 million Americans own guns. At least 10% of those are addicted to drugs, and the FBI and the ATF admit that millions and millions of Americans have lied on forms about their drug addiction to get guns, and they say we cannot prosecute any of them. We can't even prosecute one of them because it's a waste of time. In Hunter Biden's context, it's even more egregious because he had at that stage given up. He had recovered from his drug addiction. And there is a policy within the Department of Justice and with these crimes, which I've been told by several attorneys, you don't dirty up people who are cured. You don't go after somebody who has worked to cure themselves of their addiction and who's now clean. You leave them alone, especially for something as trivial as this. With the tax things, I think that's more questionable. He did pay his taxes very late. It was $1.5 million. There was some evasion issues as well, where he claims expenses he wasn't due to, not unlike the Trump family. But he paid it all off in full, and he paid all the penalties. And it's extremely rare in those situations that someone's prosecuted.
Marion, so I will come back to you in a second about all of that. I want to, before we go to Cal, play a little clip of the White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking to reporters in Air Force One about President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter.
He thought about this weekend. This is a decision that he made this weekend. He agonized over it.
Were there any new details that...
What I can tell you is what the president said himself. He made this decision this weekend. And I think, again, encourage you to read the statement and really just the first paragraph. And what he's watched his son go through, an unfair process, being singled out. And let's not forget, even in the last two parts of his first paragraph here says, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties, are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. And so he wrestled with it this weekend, and he made a decision this weekend on how to move forward with this. And so I'll leave it there.
Okay, Carl Thomas, tell us what you think about all of this.
Well, NBC News is reporting that the president was considering this pardon as early as June of this year. He repeatedly, not only to David Muir of ABC News in an interview in September, where he said he would not pardon his son, but to many other interviewers and to questions shouted by the press as the president moved to a helicopter or an airplane, he consistently said he was not going to do it. This was all before the election, of course. So the cynic in me, having been around Washington all of my life, says that this was done for political reasons. Now let's take a look at what the special counsel, David Weiss, said on Monday He said that in response to the claim by the president that son Hunter was selectively and unfairly prosecuted for federal tax and gun crimes. Here's his quote from David Weiss. The government does not challenge that the defendant has been the recipient of an act of mercy, but that does not mean the grand jury's decision to charge him based on a finding of probable cause should be wiped away as if it never occurred. Now, one of the most interesting things to me about this pardon is that it covers things we know about and things we don't know about. The pardon says that Hunter is to be pardoned not only for these acts of the gun law violation on the application and the tax avoidance, but also for other things that we don't even know about and going forward, perhaps. Now, David Weiss, the special counsel, is going to challenge this with a federal judge in California. But I think there's no question that the pardon law needs to be revised. It'll have to come through Congress because it's part of our Constitution, and it has been misused in the past by friends and relatives of a president, and I think most people don't like it. It's interesting now that Democrats are starting to criticize this pardon. Usually they are united behind a Democrat president. So this is, I think, bipartisan.
Yeah, but your view, Cal, was he right or wrong to do this?
Well, constitutionally, he can do it.
Morally, ethically?
No, I don't think morally. Well, you want to go morally or ethically. I think there's plenty that Marion has said that is absolutely true, and that there are an awful lot of, I would say, immoral and unethical people associated with Donald Trump, including some of those that she mentioned who have been nominated for ambassadorships and cabinet-level positions. There seems to be an inordinate number of people with sexual abuse and adultery and other kinds of charges against them associated with this president. So if you're dealing on a moral and ethical level, I think a lot of people have been reformed by going to prison. And I would say there's a double standard here. There are a lot of people in jail, in prison now in the United States, who committed acts far less than Hunter Biden.
Yeah, because Charles Kushner, let's just take him as an example. He's a real estate developer. He's the father of Jared Kushner, who is the husband of Trump's daughter, Ivanka. He pleaded guilty in 2005 to illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering. And according to the Justice Department, Kushner admitted in court that he planned a scheme to retaliate against a cooperating witness, his sister and her husband, by having a sex worker seduce the husband and covertly film them having sex. And Chris Christie prosecuted the case, called it one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he had seen. And now, because he's a part of the Trump family, he's going to be the US ambassador to France.
And worse, Matt, he doesn't even speak French. Now, to the French, that is an unforgivable sin. No, I think it's terrible. I mean, the things about this guy, I mean, ambassadors are usually picked for the most part because they've given large contributions to the campaign of the winning president. But this guy has got a moral rap sheet longer than Hugh Hefner.
Okay, but Mary McKeown, there are loads of others that I could name that Trump previously gave pardons to. And there is an expectation that he might go in now and he will give pardons to all of those who were involved in the January 6th riots and attack on Capitol Hill, and various others will be rewarded for their loyalty. So isn't this the biggest problem of what Joe Biden has done? Is that by pardoning his own son, he doesn't look any better than Donald Trump?
No, you know, I think it's wrong. I think it's an abuse of the process, okay? But I think that it's apples and oranges. I think comparing what Biden did, and I suspect the reason he did it, and I am not making excuses for Joe Biden, is that with somebody like Kash Patel running the FBI, with the obsession, I have been to, I can't tell you how many events I've attended where Donald Trump Jr. and all of those cronies and the bros have stood up and said, we're going to get Hunter Biden, and they're obsessed with, they're going, you know, Hunter Biden and his crime. times. Now, Biden did give a blanket pardon. He said for anything else, and Cal is right, that we don't know if there is anything else. But I think the reason he did that is because he knows that Donald Trump will no doubt direct the Department of Justice and direct Kash Patel to go after Hunter Biden again, to get him and to keep digging and keep digging for purely vindictive and possibly for no reason at all other than to be vindictive. And I think there is a natural desire for a father whose son has struggled with addiction all his life that they would try and protect him from that. But, you know, this is where democracies erode, because you have got one side who's doing all these appalling things that are worse, and then you have the other side going, well, look, we're going to do this too because this is what the other side will do otherwise. And I think this is the profoundly depressing thing about the state of American politics, and not just the state of American politics, the sort of state of America's moral core at the moment, where, you know, it's what you can get away with. It's what you can get away with, and one side's doing it, so we're going to do it too. It's not a good time, I think,
okay,
for America.
Marion, tell us all about this new incoming FBI director, Kash Patel. Tell us about the type of nonsense he comes out with and why many observers fear that he could be a very dangerous head of the FBI.
Well, I think that, let's take his lack of qualifications first of all. Kash Patel was the most junior level. He was a defense lawyer and a really bad defense lawyer, a public defender, and he then got into the Department of Justice at a really low level. He was an also-ran. He was never going anywhere, regarded as very mediocre. He was a staffer on a couple of significant trials. He tried to pretend he was part of the team. He wasn't. But his main problem is he's a deep state conspiracy theorist. He's one of those really angry, bitter individuals who has been in the tank for Trump looking for retribution and revenge. He wrote a book in which he wrote all about the enemies of the state, and he made a list of people they'd go after, including journalists. He will be entirely motivated by Trump's desire for retribution. He's a very far-right guy, and he's just wholly unfit for this job. He doesn't have the experience. He has no idea how to run a department with millions of people, 1.3 million people, I think he'll be supervising, an $80 billion a year budget. His only motivation and qualification for the job seems to be that he will go after the people Trump tells him to go after, and he will make their lives hell by poning up civil or criminal prosecutions. And the reason we know that is because he's already told us.
Okay, what do you think, Cal Thomas, of this particular proposed appointment?
Well, I think there are a lot of them that are questionable. Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. You had Matt Gaetz, fortunately, who withdrew for the Attorney General nomination. You get RFK Jr., who the anti-vaxxer. And I just don't think the quality of some of these people are really up to par. And Marion is right. I think retribution is a dish best served cold, as the saying goes. We can do a lot better, I think. And this is why we're going to have Senate hearings. And we should have Senate hearings. And I think there are enough honest Republicans who care more about the country than the politics who are going to ask some really tough questions. I mean, you look at somebody like Pete Hegseth, his own mother, for heaven's sakes, his own mother said he was a terrible man, a terrible husband, and did inappropriate things with women. And then she sent out a correction letter the same day that said the opposite. But
I wonder how she was persuaded to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, we have an old saying in American journalism: if your mother says she loves you, check it out. Yeah, I wonder how she was persuaded to do that too. But you can't.
Yeah, but Cal, you're saying that these people aren't of sufficient quality. I mean, is that a polite way of saying that in some respects? Because they are of such poor morals and politics that they could be a danger to democracy.
Well, I think they can certainly be a danger to the institutions. I mean, a lot of people, I got my column today, I'm writing about the establishment, the deep state, the institutions, the government that has grown bigger and unresponsive in the view of many Americans. But I'm not sure that just having people come in with the express purpose of tearing it all down is the right approach. But we'll see. I think these hearings are going to reveal an awful lot of things. They'll start next month when the new Congress comes in with a Republican majority in the Senate that will hold these hearings. And we're going to find out a lot about these nominees. And I think that will be a very good thing. And if some of them are rejected in favor of someone else or other people who have better experience and who have perhaps a stronger moral fiber, that will be good for the country.
Very briefly, Marion, are we learning a little bit as well about what Donald Trump intends in supporting Israel in the Middle East?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we know that he's going to say to Benjamin Netanyahu, have at it. He said that if the hostages aren't released by Hamas by January 20th, basically there'll be all hell to pay. Now, anybody would welcome the release of the hostages, and maybe Hamas will say, oh, OK, let's do this. But, you know, that is not going to solve the problem of the Middle East. I will just add very quickly one thing to what Carl said, which I completely agree with, Pete Hegseth, that Donald Trump has appointed or proposes to appoint a defense secretary who has been on the record as chanting drunk in a bar late at night, kill all Muslims, kill all Muslims, and who has white supremacist tattoos on his body, who was accused of rape and paid off the woman who accused him of that, and who had to be dragged off a stage full of strippers because he was so drunk. You know, this is the guy Donald Trump wants to head the Pentagon. We are in strange times.
Marion McKeown, Carl Thomas, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.